from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we are going to offer you an episode that is shorter than last week's, or the previous episode rather, which was a huge 12 minutes. And so this week we're going to go for a very chunky subject, but try and do it justice in 5 minutes or so. So we are going to...
There's a challenge, Martin.
Indeed. So let's get down to it. The context for this is I recently did a webinar on misinformation and why L&D and HR professionals need to be thinking about that subject. And within that, I was talking about the human condition and the biases that can be a problem for us because it leads us to information that may not be good as it should be for our purposes. And the reason we want to talk about that is because where we are, you know, post or in COVID, the crisis, stepping out from that into the future, what that future looks like. And my line of argument is that we need good information to make better decisions in a quite complex and chaotic world. So I just wanted to mention a couple. And Nigel, if you want to chip in and tell me what you think, and hopefully we'll keep it quite short. How does that sound?
That sounds great. We've already taken 2 minutes, so I've only got three left.
Yeah, see, I've got to really work on that self-editing. Okay, so this is the challenge, confirmation bias. We believe the things that confirm our existing beliefs, right? So humans tend to do that. And also, we do like the status quo because of cognitive dissonance. That's basically the negative feeling we feel when we're faced with information that contradicts our beliefs. So just to know that those two kind of biases are at play is important. But there are two more that I think we need to be aware of. One is authority bias, and that is the tendency to attribute greater importance to people in positions of authority, whether they're in our organisations or maybe in our industry, thought leaders, whoever they may be. But one of those types of people says something, we tend to think that that's more accurate, more important, more factual. And the other one is recency bias. We have this really bad tendency to think that stuff that's come out recently is more of more value than stuff that may be a bit older. And that could be problematic in terms of the models that underpin learning that we might want to take forward. So there you go. There's a quick spin through some biases and parts of the human condition, which I think we need to be aware of so that we can seek out better information and make better decisions.
Yeah, I agree with you. And what I would like to do is just answer the simple two-word question, so what? And the fact you've raised those as issues immediately triggers something in people's heads. Yeah, I do have a tendency to listen to authority and believe authority more than I perhaps should. Yep, I do love things that confirm my own views of the world. Yes, I'm uncomfortable when things don't conform to my views of the world. So what? Well, I think the answer is there are two or three very simple things that people can do, particularly relevant as we think about how we're going to rebuild coming out of COVID. And there's a real danger that all those biases will come into play and that what we do is either inferior or simply doesn't work. And I think that the Kunevin framework that Dave Snowden invented in 1999, I think, is, well, it's quite old now, so it can't be accused of having a recency bias. But one of the things that Dave says is that we want simple and we want habit. So where things are, we think are straightforward, where we know what to do, we just operate in that way. The problem is that the world is a bit more complicated and chaotic than that. And where we start to apply our habits, we end up coming really unstuck. And some great examples of applying the traditional methods of learning in a chaotic environment like post-COVID, things started to go really, really badly wrong. So how do you get out of this? I'll just give you three simple things to do, Martin, and then perhaps we should immediately live to our promise and shut up. The first one is start listening to people, not just your boss. Start listening right the way through. And one of the great things that came out of COVID was people on Zoom in team meetings started to listen to the voices that never got heard. And those voices often gave insights that led to really, really interesting conclusions. That's the first one. The second thing is that don't make decisions too quickly. Suspend your decision until you've got more and more information, and never make decisions on your own. Test them, trial them with people who are not like you. And some of the great things that have come out is when a bunch of learning people have been talking to the marketing people or the operations people, and they've worked on problems together. And the result has always been so, so much better. And the final thing is that to probe, to be, never be happy with something that seems right and it confirms all your prejudices. Probe, ask better questions, listen to lots more people, but ask better questions in order to get better data, to make better decisions with more people. That will help, I think.
Okay. And we said we would try and do this in 5 or 6 minutes. Have we done it, Nigel?
Pretty much. Yes, we have.
In that case, let's end it there. That was great. Thank you.
Pleasure, Martin. Good to talk to you, as always.
From scratch.